If we knew just how much the souls in purgatory were suffering, we would never stop praying for them. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. My friends, welcome to the second day of the 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea. People are asking, what does this consecration consist of? And it's so simple, it's actually confusing. It's basically the video, which is a reading from unpublished manuscript on purgatory and a short meditation on it with a prayer at the end, ending on the 33rd day, Holy Saturday, the day that Jesus went down to empty limbo and purgatory. And then that's it. The second part, which is optional, but I do suggest it, is to make a daily sacrifice each of the 33 days for the souls in purgatory to unite yourselves more fully to them. And the purpose of this consecration is to more fully give ourselves to Our Lady under this title specifically, to put ourselves at the service of the souls in purgatory more seriously, and if she wills, for her to give us whatever we need to make that happen more effectively. Now let's get into today's reading. If you could only know what I suffer, pray for me, please. I suffer intensely everywhere. My God, how merciful you are. No one can imagine what purgatory is like. Be kind and take pity on the poor souls. Do not neglect the way of the cross. That's it. Simple. It's something that we should think about. We have good lives. No matter who you are or where you live, we live luxurious lives, lives that are comfortable, lives that are easy compared to any human at any time in history. Even if you live in a difficult situation with stresses, with all the burdens, in the past it was even worse. We didn't have technology to help us. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have guaranteed clean food or places to live with safety and all these different things. Imagine people that have lived at other times, where their children were ravaged by diseases. You didn't know if enemies from other countries were going to come and kill you. You had to bow down to some tyrannical king. If you think things are bad now, we live in significantly better times now. So we do not know suffering in the way that our ancestors did. They carried the burden. So we need to intentionally make ourselves think about the souls in purgatory and the sufferings that they have. We need to take some of the sufferings that we've been through in our lives. I always use the example of my mountain biking accident about 2.5 years ago, where I broke my neck and experienced fire-like pain in my arms. And I thought that was God's gift to me to show me a little bit of the sufferings that the souls in purgatory have. You've had your own. Perhaps you can use giving birth. Perhaps you can use other things that you've suffered through, perhaps either physical, emotional, or spiritual sufferings that you've undergone. We've all had them, I think, and I would say not as intense as others have had in the past. We have it better. We need to be aware of that so we can be grateful. And we need to realize and think of the souls in purgatory so that we can have compassion for them. And it's compassion that will fuel genuine prayer, having pity on them, wanting to relieve them of their suffering. And note that they, unlike us, when they are suffering, they are grateful for a number of different reasons. What are some of those? One of them is they are grateful they're not in hell. Every person, if you've ever committed at least one mortal sin, and most humans except the great saints have committed at least one mortal sin in their life, you could have been damned for that. Even if it was as simple as intentionally missing Mass on Sunday, you could have been damned at that moment and have been sent to hell. There's no reason why God didn't let you have a heart attack just after committing that mortal sin. Why not? He could do that. It's His world. It's His universe, not ours. So we could be in hell, and they are fully aware of that. They could be in hell. It's like they look at hell and they think, at least I'm not there. I'm here, and I'm grateful, despite the fact that every major clear-thinking saint will say that the sufferings of purgatory are far worse than any martyrdom that we could ever suffer. There's this story that I'll always remember. I think it was a Dominican brother, a very holy religious brother, very holy, and a soul in purgatory appeared to him. And just out of a simple curiosity, he said, I wonder, what does that feel like? What is your suffering like? Can you let me have some of that suffering? Dangerous thing to say, by the way. You know what the soul in purgatory did? He extended out his hand, and someone described that it was like a drop of dew or sweat of that fire dropped on that religious brother's hand. It was so intensely painful that for the next year and a half, he would have fevers and body aches. He actually ended up dying because of the suffering. So he died when he experienced a drop of the suffering of the souls in purgatory. And it makes sense when we think about the fact that different saints have said that purgatory is in the center of the earth. And we know from geology that the temperature at the center of the earth is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That would melt you instantly if we came near it. And then it's suggested to us to not forget the way of the cross or the stations of the cross, another name that it has, the 14 stations. So pray that during the day if you're able to, or at least in Lent on Fridays. My friends, now pray with me the Saint Gertrude prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will see you in day 3.